Yeah, but a very disappointing fashion. We keep shooting ourselves in the foot as such. You know, we had enough chances that even particularly in the first half, they won a couple of games, and but unfortunately we didn't take them. We literally paid the penalty by giving away a needless penalty, and then chasing the game basically. But we got ourselves back on it. It was 5 minutes ago. We got an equaliser, and if anything, then we probably went a wee bit too gung ho in trying to get the winner. And again, some sloppy defending let them on the very last kick of the game to make it 2-1. So, all in all, bad night.
By all accounts, reports are suggesting Kieran Gallagher may have been hard done by with that penalty situation. Would you agree with that?
No, without a doubt. I mean, from the dugout, it looked as if it came at the guy from the wrong side. But what we've heard from even reports and some people behind the net that he definitely got the two hands on the ball, and since then, even the guy, the centre forward, who went down in the corner, has told Kieran himself that he dived. He said, "But that's just football, you know." And that's so it's hard to take in that sense. You know, it's very like the Mervy penalty decision that went against us earlier in the season too, where Kieran was a judge. They brought the guy down, and again, the guy just sort of went over his own feet.
You got
so,
that?
No, it's very hard, and particularly in this league, the first goal is crucial.
You got the equalising goal with 8 minutes to go. Did you feel at that stage that you could get a winner, Peter?
We did. Yep. We as I say, we created numerous chances. Even when it was not, probably had a 1-on-1, which the keeper saved, and then Mark hit the post through the second half. And but we got, as I say, Michael Funks got the equaliser, but we got a possession then as well, and we were creating some chances now, but we just didn't sort of have that killer instinct on the night, unfortunately.
Well, Peter, you bring to, I suppose, the break now on the back of three defeats. That's very disappointing for you, given that you asked the players to step up ahead of the game last night.
It's very disappointing, as you say. It's sort of three in a row now. It's not acceptable for what we're trying to achieve at the club. But I mean, it's break now is hopefully will be an opportunity for the players to come back refreshed and re-energised and give it a right good goal the second half of the season. I mean, in saying that, it can't be all doom and gloom, and it won't be all doom and gloom. We're only 4 points off second place, so still a hell of a lot of football to be played, you know, so it's still very much in our own hands.
Now, do you feel that, Peter, the four players that were suspended over the last couple of weeks, do you feel that might have had an impact on the squad?
Well, it didn't help. It didn't help us, but I wouldn't use it as a sole excuse of why we haven't sort of been up to the standards we have been of late. I think it's an easy excuse to use, but the boys that were still within the squads over the last couple of games were still capable of getting results. But unfortunately, we didn't apply ourselves in the right manner. Didn't deal our decision making in a few of those games was a lot to be desired. So we must learn from it. We're still a fairly young squad, so but this sort of steep learning curve, it's important that they do learn, and unfortunately if they continue to make the same mistakes, then they won't be in the team for much longer.
You mentioned over the last couple of weeks that you need players to step up, that the attitude has to change. Have you seen that in the dressing room over the last number of days?
Well, the attitude, as I say, it's my biggest bugbear when I came into the club was the fact that the mentality of the players was just very much like a junior club mentality when they just went out and played, and if they won, they won, if they lost, they lost, and it was just almost a resignation that was just the way it happens. And whereas we're sort of trying to achieve things here and build a platform for where we could have continued success, and to do that, you have to have a mentality that's sort of almost ruthless and selfish in the sense that your preparation and how you go about things off the field has to be 100% dedicated and focused to your football as well. And we have been getting that in fits and starts with some players. And I know it is a learning curve for a lot of them, the level of commitment that's needed, particularly travel the length and breadth of Ireland for a pittance. So, I mean, it's tough, but that's if they want to be successful, then that's what they've got to do.
We're now in a transfer window. Are you looking at any players to maybe add to the squad? Do you feel that there is, I suppose, places that you need to fill in and strengthen and bolster in, Peter?
Well, there's always room for improvement. I suppose you'd even ask any manager, no matter what standard they're at, that there's always room for improvement. So, no, we'll keep sort of cast an eye over what may be available, and in particular in areas where we would like to improve.
Is there anybody standing out to you at the moment?
Well, obviously, it's been well documented. Stephen O'Flynn's been in training with us, so we'll see how that goes out, if it comes to fruition or not. He's been training with us. He's enjoying his training, and he's keen to come on board. So we'll sort of see if we can come to some type of agreement the next week or two.
Well, you're currently sitting fifth now in the table, 10 points off the leaders Longford. Given the position that you were in at the start of the campaign, you've slipped slightly. Can you turn this around now, come the resumption of the league again, Peter?
Oh, very good. 10 points and the amount of games still to be played is nothing in terms of when we the last time we played Longford, we actually beat them. And which if they had beat us on that night, it would culminate in a 10-point gap as well. So we closed that gap right down to almost, I think it was 4 points at one stage. So, I mean, it's certainly doable. We have to play Longford twice ourselves again. So, but the key thing is consistency. I mean, we can't sort of legislate for the three defeats in a row. I mean, in particular in two of those games, we were ahead. And as I say, we just didn't apply ourselves and didn't have that ruthless streak to finish the game off. So we have to learn and learn quickly.